Greetings. Today is Thursday, April the 9th, and this is the fourth meditation for the Easter week, brought to us today by Didier Carraro, and I'm reading the translation of his meditation. We invite you to read Luke chapter 4, verses 14 to 30. This reading is about the Sabbath day when Jesus stood up in the synagogue of Nazareth and read from the prophet Isaiah. In Nazareth, in the synagogue, on this Sabbath day, people are waiting for the service to begin. Wait, Jesus, the son of Joseph, the carpenter, is here today. It's been a while since we saw him. It is true that he has become famous now. Apparently he preaches in the synagogues of the region. Ah, precisely. It is he who gets up to do the Bible reading. It looks like he is looking for his way. Jesus reads, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Verses 18 to 19. And Jesus goes back to sit down. So, it's amazing. One would say that Jesus is different. It is as if he had become more charismatic. We look at him without even realizing it. We are captivated by what he says. And Jesus, feeling all eyes on him, adds, "Even today, for you who hear it, this prophecy has come true." Verse 21. The people in the synagogue were right. Jesus was different. He had changed. Since his baptism with water by John the Baptist, the Holy Spirit had descended on him and led him into the desert, where he had been tempted by the devil for 40 days. Jesus was now filled with the power of the Spirit. That day, at the synagogue, Jesus gave life to the text of Isaiah. The ancient prophecy known to all has come true. The text finally took on its full meaning. No wonder people were surprised and looked at him. He was the one who would deliver good news to the poor, free the captives, restore sight to the blind, and deliver the oppressed. Unfortunately, in the eyes of the people of the synagogue of Nazareth, Jesus remained, above all, the son of Joseph, the carpenter of the village. They had known him for a long time and did not accept seeing him otherwise. May God help us by his Holy Spirit to recognize him when he speaks to us. May he renew our intelligence so that our certainties and our habits do not become truths that prevent us from accepting his word, that we can discern his will, which is good, pleasant, and perfect. Let's pray. Lord, in our turn, we are filled with your power to carry out the mission that your son Jesus started, and that he asks us to continue today. Amen.